Hi, and thank you for listening to Mormon Channel Daily, brought to you by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. I'm Charlotte Kniep, and we're talking this month about what it means to be redeemed through Christ. What does that mean to you? To me, it means thinking about how He saves us, why we need Him, and how that affects the way that we live and the choices that we make. Now, I want you to picture in your mind someone who you know that you really admire. Think about all of the wonderful things that you love about them. Are they kind? Are they compassionate? Are they funny and charming and hardworking, or all of these things altogether? And the people that we admire so much can often seem to do no wrong in our eyes, and maybe we even compare ourselves to them. But it's so important to remember that these people, along with ourselves, are not perfect, and that's okay. We're not supposed to be perfect right now. We're supposed to learn and grow and live and make mistakes and choices because that teaches us how to be better. And unfortunately, sometimes we make really big mistakes. And when you do that as a Christian, your first thought might be, I need to ask God for forgiveness. But what if you've made a mistake that feels so big and so huge that forgiveness isn't possible? It can be really easy to think that there's no way to come back from a big sin, that it isn't going to be possible to forget it and move on with your life. But it's thoughts like these that are lies, that drag us down and only bring heartache. So I want you to listen to the words of these leaders of the LDS Church and what they have to say about repentance and moving on.
Satan will try to make us believe that our sins are not forgiven because we can remember them. Satan is a liar. He tries to blur our vision and lead us away from the path of repentance and forgiveness. God did not promise that we would not remember our sins. Remembering will help us avoid making the same mistakes again. But if we stay true and faithful, the memory of our sins will be softened over time. This will be part of the needed healing and sanctification process.
For those who are truly repentant but seem unable to feel relief, continue keeping the commandments. I promise you, relief will come in the timetable of the Lord. Healing also requires time. If you are concerned, counsel with your bishop. A bishop has the power of discernment.
Work at keeping your thoughts clean by thinking of something that's good. The mind can only think of one thing at a time. Use that fact to crowd out ugly thoughts. Above all, don't feed thoughts by reading or watching things that are wrong. If you don't control your thoughts, Satan will keep tempting you until you eventually act them out.
However late you think you are, however many chances you think you've missed, however many mistakes you feel you've made, or talents you think you don't have, or distance from home and family and God you feel you have traveled, I testify that you have not traveled beyond the reach of divine love. It is not possible for you to sink lower than the infinite light of Christ's atonement shines. Whether you are not yet of our faith, or were once with us and have not remained, there is nothing in either case you have done that cannot be undone. There is no problem which you cannot overcome. There is no dream that in the unfolding of time and eternity cannot yet be realized. Even if you feel you are the lost and last laborer of the 11th hour, the Lord of the vineyard still stands beckoning. Come boldly to the throne of grace and fall at the feet of the Holy One of Israel. Come and feast without money and without price at the table of the Lord.
I love those words that those men shared. And to learn more about repentance, visit MormonChannel.org to hear real stories and experiences. Also, be sure to check out the original video series, 12 Steps to Change, about how people who've committed very real sins learned how to come back to the light and hope of Jesus Christ. Thank you so much for listening today. Mormon Channel Daily is brought to you by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.